Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully this is like not incredibly loud in the background and you can hear. I'm gonna turn it down just a little bit more, I think. Yeah. Can we get a, let's see here. We've got a special surprise. This is Button Pushers, not the usual show at this hour. I don't know which one is usually at this hour. Maybe Squid Pod or something? I'm not sure. Check the schedule if you're interested. But if you are usually listening to a different show at this hour and we're really eager to listen to whatever vibe they often curate, it's not that. This is Button Pushers instead. We're subbing for them. And I have a guest, but you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Guest, can we get a mic check, please?
Guest speaking.
1, 2, 3. Oh my gosh.
Are we live?
Yeah, we are so live. We're so live right now. We're so back. Tell us something about this little jig we've got going on in the background.
Little intro music?
Yeah.
Ah, well, it's from a mobile game and I forgot which one. I just listen
incredible.
To it when I do things.
Vanguard Sound and T Nymph. Do you know if Vanguard Sound does Guilty Gear?
They do, I believe, Punishing Grey Raven.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
No, they do a lot of mobile games, actually.
Okay. I'm going to turn it, like, just a little bit more down because the swells are, like, so loud. I found it. Okay, sick. Logged. Credit given.
We've done our part.
For democracy. Okay. Yeah, this is my brother, Dalton.
Hi, I'm Dalton.
He's Dalton. We are cut from the same cloth, but very different designs. That being said, you'll probably notice that, like, we're going to laugh at, like, really stupid similar things on the show at the same time, like we have been doing all weekend. It's been a good time having him up. He's still in Wisconsin, but he comes up to visit every once in a while, or I go down to visit every once in a while, and we just vibe together. And we don't tell our parents that, like, sometimes our vacation is spent just like chilling at home together, because they would get on us for that. But
sometimes we don't even tell our parents. Dad didn't know I was going until like a day ago.
I don't know if either of them know that we're doing the show right now either.
Sorry, Pops.
It's whatever, man, you know? Okay, anyway. should we get started? I know you've got a lot of... My brother picked all the music that we're going to hear this show. And he's got a lot of songs that we want to play, right?
I've curated only the best.
Only the best. Only the straightest... The hottest of heat. The straightest of arrows... The brightest
of stars.
Congratulations. Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. We're insane. should we get started with the next one in the list?
Might as well.
Okay, anything you want to say about it before it starts?
My brother, when I told him I was coming up, he decided to ask me to go to a concert, but he didn't tell me how to find them. So I just went on Google, looked up concerts in the area... And he's kind of like a rave attender. He likes the party.
What?
They
don't know that.
A symphony that was in town for a time.
He was
just
like,
a classic.
He's like, we could get a suit and sit there. And I'm like, ah, yes.
So
I do enjoy that too, just saying. I love all music, but...
Anyway, we did not go because we got this instead. So we're going to play just a little bit of... I believe it's Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons.
Yeah. I'm like, the online registry to try and find this is like going to be impossible because everyone and their mother has covered this song.
Well, it's the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, okay. That should hopefully make things easier.
St. Mark's.
Let's just see. If I can find like the same picture. Yeah. It's got to be like one of these.
That's probably the guy.
Okay. Here it comes. I think. Come on. There we go.
Thank you.
incredible. Incredible content. That
probably
was
my favorite.
Probably your favorite of what?
Classical.
Classical song?
Or all time.
All time. Classical anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Beats Beethoven.
Beethoven? Beethoven's the best of...
Yeah,
what do you mean Beethoven's not on your bubblegum cards? Shout out Peanuts. George, what's his name? Who wrote the Peanuts?
Mm.
You got this.
No, I don't.
Okay, Peanuts author on the DJ computer. Charles M. Schulz nailed it, George.
First try.
I think I was thinking of... I was thinking of Calvin and Hobbes, but that's also not a George. That's like Bill Watts or something. Anyway... Yeah, that was Vivaldi. We were going to see this concert, and then, like, today, at around, like, 3, we were like, are we going to spend $130 to, like, sit there for 2 hours? Dalton is, like, he wants to do this at some point, right? Is like
right, but we only have 2 days together.
Yeah, and, like, he was like, I would love to have this experience, but maybe sometime when, like, if it isn't what I like, it's not such a loss? Was kind of...
More
or what
just
was
if
your...
we have more time.
I see.
It's a relaxing... sit there and soak it in experience, and I just don't feel like we have that time.
Yeah, instead we have to do high-octane content, like catching up on Attack on Titan, which is really good, by the way. No,
lot of willpower to not put this whole playlist as Attack on Titan music.
Yeah.
I know you've played it before, so
I've played some. We can do, like, one of them if you want to. I know that, like,
we'll see.
The rumbling does go kind of crazy on the speakers, but... we also both had our, like, villain moment as we, like, stared out the window of the studio on this third floor with our arms crossed behind our back as the classical music kind of swells, like, Bond villain style. It's kind of nice. Kind of good vibes. All right. Do you want to move on to the next one?
Let's move on to A Song My Friend Made.
Yo!
Prodigal Heart by New Youth. This, I believe, is his first official release.
Okay.
He's done a few covers, but him and his... worship team have finally created their own content.
Wow.
And he's the lead singer in this one.
And he's been doing worship at church for like a while now.
Since high school,
okay.
Basically. So a couple of years now, and he has already got a second one out since this one. I haven't listened to it, but we'll just start with the one I know. I think he killed it on the vocals. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, here it is. Prodigal Heart from New Youth.
An act of grace where logic is defied. When you stepped into creation for your sons and your daughters and made a way for us to know the love of a father. And now I hear you calling me home, no matter what I think I have done. You know my faults and prodigal heart. Still you open up your arms and call me yours. You're calling me closer, closer to your heart, the heart of a father, a father who's never far, even when I run away. Still you're calling me closer, closer to your heart. When the path I choose to follow is a lie, and the destiny is built on my design, you will rush into my thoughts and speak a word that is louder. You have a better plan for me if I should surrender. And now I hear you calling me home, no matter what I think I have done. You know my faults and prodigal heart. Still you open up your arms and call me yours. You're calling me closer, closer to your heart, the heart of a father, a father who's never far.
That was like kind of can we like dox him on air or
I don't know.
Okay, well, we went to school with this individual, and this individual was in my brother's grade, and his older sister was in my grade, and they are a big musical family. I feel like all of them are into music. The mom is a piano teacher and stuff, like crazy musical family. And but that was kind of a shocker for me, because like I haven't talked to this kid in like a long time. So, like, hearing his voice come through on that track was, like, it's hard to believe it was him, honestly. Time moves, and people grow, and their voices change, apparently. But he killed it. It sounded really good.
Yeah. Shout out to Will.
Oh, okay, we can dox him. Will. Shout out Will Simpson. Okay. Do you want to move on to the next one, or anything to say about that track? Anything about the next one? How do you want to handle this?
Good question. Do we want to do our PSA right now?
You can if you'd like to.
All right. Just top to bottom, read it.
Yeah. All right. He'll do the PSA. Give us your best radio voice.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. It's honestly, you've been doing a great job so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the support I needed. All right. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a really important message. And people should be really safe drivers, too. For no reason at all. And no history or negative sentiments that I have with vehicles and poor drivers. Anyway, do you want to write one? I know we skipped a song earlier. Do you want to skip another one, or do you want to...
skip another one.
Skip another one?
Right to? I thought it was David. But it looks like it's a W in there.
Yeah, David. It's David, I think. David Podziadlo.
Well.
Is that the track we're going to play?
Yeah, I think that segues better.
I'm going to be like crying in the club right here. This track, it tugs my heartstrings. Not only because the show was like incredibly emotional and like it reminds me of that, but like this MF, I can say that on the air. This MF was really cooking with his vocals. I feel like his voice is really, really good. Anyway, here is Let You Down by Dawid Podsiadlo. Anything you want to say about it?
Nope.
Cool.
Feel the rhythm of the streets, neon lights and neon dreams. Bloody face, they feel no pain when there's so much more to gain. Hunting season, if you will, tell me where'd you rather be. I can hardly see the trying so hard to release you out of the misery. Hold on to your wishes if you can't hold on to me. Forgive me for letting you down. Forgive me for letting you down again. I guess I'm not strong enough right now.
All right, two songs back to back, and honestly, like, while the transition honestly kind of worked from one into the next, the vibes were so different. That was, like, such a switch up, because, like, that first one is, like, I don't know if I trust myself to be able to do everything that I want to do for you, but please hold on to your dreams while I figure out my own stuff. And then this next one is like, bump, ba-da-da-dum, bump, bump, bump. Like the filtered square pad, and when it comes into like the chorus, was so, I was bopping to it. And the bass line kind of, it hit too. Anything you want to say about, what just played was Fallen Angel by Mitsunori Ikeda, featuring Amy B. Anything you want to say about it?
Well, it's part of a project that I haven't watched yet, so I don't really have anything to say about it, but I needed a transition between where we were and where we're going, and this one worked perfectly, like you said.
You always do, and that's honestly what I'm learning about life. You always just need to know what the next step is.
It's all about finding that balance.
It's all about finding that balance. It's all about the middle. Okay, anything you want to say about the next track?
The next one is, to me, it was a shocker when I heard it, because it's an online entertainer who takes the form of an anime woman.
Wow.
Who usually plays the role of being, like, your bratty, annoying little sister.
That's crazy.
And this song is so much better than that. It came out of nowhere.
Okay, cool.
So I had to play it.
Cool.
I had to play it, so... That's where we're going.
When did this song come out, do you know?
A couple weeks ago.
So this is some new heat.
This should be fresh to your ears matter who you are.
Okay. Fresh to your ears no matter who you are. Here is Help by Kobo Kaneru.
Yeah.
That was, oh gosh, sorry, that I messed up the transition there a little bit. That song started a lot earlier than I thought I would. Yeah, that was Heat, honestly. What have I done? I've never used this thing that I'm using before. Okay, never mind, I got it. Okay, we're good.
Safe.
We're all set. Okay, that was Help by Kobo Kaneru. I've wanted to make a playlist recently of, like, all the songs that I like that have, like, an error tone or, like, a signal or, like, a like those really long, drawn-out, like,
that is a very particular niche.
I know.
To suddenly feed you with.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that song, I liked that part where I had it every once in a while right before the drop. It was nice. And the one in the middle where it, like, stuttered a little bit, it was a nice touch. I liked it. Also, yeah, crazy, out of left field. I did not expect that based off of the description that you gave for the song. So, or the description for you that you gave for the singer. That's always fun when an artist is like very different from their art, I feel like. Like a good example of that is MXM Tune is like every single one of her songs is like the most heart-wrenching, like this is what pure love is like and sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's difficult, or maybe this is what anxious love is like or evil love is like, you know, it's all very love and romance. And then when you go on her Instagram, she's like, Fortnite, please put me in your game, please. Like, please, I have so many victory royales, you know.
It's a,
like,
noble cause.
Yeah, right, you know, it's just like me like naming all of my Sims after the characters that like bought tickets to my show and then playing them a show in Sims before I can do my show as practice or something. Like, she's like psychotic online, but like on her song she's like very soulful. It's kind of like the opposite of, no, it's like the same, actually. Never mind. That's what you were describing, I suppose. But yeah, that's super fun. Anything you want to say about the next track? Are we skipping one, or what's the plan, Stan?
Well, we've had our heartfelt moments, and now it's time to go to the gym. So we are switching the pace entirely to high-octane rock, mostly from Guilty Gear, but that'll come later.
Okay.
The first one we'll be playing is from, well, it's not from Helldivers, but it's made for the game Helldivers, which is currently the most popular game, and it's all about gung-ho fighting alien bugs, which I think are really cool, but I can't talk about that too much because they'd terminate our broadcast.
Terminating the broadcast, you're not allowed to speak about supporting the bugs because that is against the democracy that we serve. Here comes Helldivers!
Please direct your attention to the nearest monitor for this mandatory broadcast incoming from Super Earth.
Heroes with kings on earth.
That is an incredible song. I love I love goofy music. Like, it's so fun when people, like, because that's a full song. Like, it has all the components of a hard rock song. It goes hard like a hard rock song. We're jamming to it. And the lyrics are about, like, a fake democratic government for a video game. And it's like, let's go for it, man. I love it when people just, like, fully send it. And that game is great, too. Like, I've only played it a little bit, but I recommend it for sure. I do not regret the money I spent on it. I think it's fun. It feels like you always are using, like, more and more explosives, and it's still, like, never enough, which is, I think, my favorite part of the game is, like, every time, like, your buddy who's, like, stronger than you, like, for me, it's my brother, he's, like, level, like, a billion or something, and I join, no, not really, I'm, like, 3, he's, like, 20, yeah, you know,
and it's, the,
like,
max is 200.
Yeah, so, like, we're both early, but, like, I'll join a mission with him, and he'll be, like, okay, back up, like, a little bit, and then, like, the entire screen just starts on fire, like, the entire world does, or whatever. And then he's like, okay, they're still coming. And they're like, we still just have to, like, keep fighting. It's like, okay, sure, whatever. But it's fun. Get a group of people, play Helldivers. Good time. Yeah. Anything you want to say about that song? We Are the Helldivers by
Jonathan Young
and Richard E.B.
I don't know how long it took him to make that one, but after its success, he made another one in one day. And then after that one's success, he tried to make another one in 2 hours. The other two aren't as good. They're just fun.
So there's like a sequel song-ish, or like just a...
It's related to the game still.
Okay.
But he just went on stream and was like, all right, guys, this is the riff I'm thinking. These are kind of the tunes. Let's make some lyrics. And then he sent out the stuff to his team, and they had it mastered and processed and out within a day.
Wow.
And then he did it again later, and I haven't listened to the third one, but...
And the third one he did in 2 hours?
I think so.
That's,
I believe,
super,
that's the
fun
clickbait title he
had. Right, yeah. It's like those drawing challenges where they're like, draw Spider-Man in 10 minutes, and in 1 minute, and in 10 seconds, yeah. And you just watch it get, like, so much worse, and you're like, even for 10 seconds, that's really good, but, like, it's bad. Like, like, on paper. Oh, well, but I'm... Okay, anyway. Ha. Because they're drawing Spider-Man on paper.
Anyway. We're going to move on to Guilty Gear music, which is a game, it's a fighting game, which usually has good music, but Guilty Gear takes it a step beyond, and they add lyrics to it and produce whole songs for each character, most of which you don't even get to hear fully in the game, and the best parts come after the level would be over. So you have to actually seek out this music, and they deliver in ways that no one's ever delivered before.
Wow.
So I picked out 3 of them. I hope we have time for all 3. They are not super alike at all. But I think if you're working out, you'll enjoy all of them.
But if they deliver in ways that have never been delivered before, that means that they have to keep doing something new. So how could
always
they be alike, you know?
It's their specialty.
If they were alike, why wouldn't we just play the same song 3 times in a row, you know?
If you looked, I have played these songs on repeat, all of them, when they came out. They became my top song for months until
really?
The next one came out.
Each one of these?
Yeah.
That's perfect. All right, let's get it started with Symphony from Arc System Works and Naoki.
Thank you.
dang, that song's busy, dude. I dig it. It's so many different like styles, I feel like, too, throughout the song as it went through. I mean, it's a longer track, but
like I said, that's one of their talents.
Yeah, the delivering in ways that have not been delivered before. Very fun fusion. It had some like kind of like Queen inspiration, it felt like, at some points, you know, very like opera cinematic kind of singing. But yeah, I like it.
Big I don't know anything about the character, but
hey,
this is the newest one. I just dig it.
Who cares? All that matters is that the kick drum never stopped at all during the entire song. It went just like, it was great. Okay, anything you want to say about the next one slash...
Nope.
Just straight to the next one?
Let's just go for it.
Same
starts
game.
Starts off strong.
Same game, starts off strong. Here is The Circle by the same people, Naoki and Arc System Works.
Welcome to the infinite world. What's my endgame? There came a zero.
Send here, there is a silent savior. Where?
No peace either.
Where there is no beginning and no end.
Will I be like that?
And yet the words that won't go whisper through my head.
Copy that.
Consuming 10 billion years and endless hell, and they'll come to you without a second thought. I'm here, on the border of the circle.
Gather over and over again. I wish a new pendulum.
Where am I left at? Can't reach my left through the wall. But I can't find quick access to the back of my eyelids. Pitch black, pure white, all the same. Endless, finite.
Copy that.
Consuming 10 billion years in the missing hell, and they'll come to you without a second thought. I'm here, on the border of the circle. Beautiful chant. Do you feel a tender warmth?
Nothing here
but
gold. You can see the radiant light. You can hear the beautiful chant. You can feel a tender.
Can give someone something.
Mm-hmm.
copy that.
I may not be able to make you smile, Paul, but I'll never make you cry, even once, never. I struggle to go outside of the circle, consuming 10 billion.
Dang, that one was killer too, dude. What the heck? You're cooking today.
Okay, thanks for that.
No, like, you're always cooking, I guess, but like...
I let them do the cooking for me. I just pick it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're like the, I don't know what that would be. What's
curator?
I guess just like a customer. I was like, who in a restaurant is the person who picks the food?
And I'm
like,
I do be consuming.
That's just the consumer. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on. Just right into the next.
Right
one?
Into the next one.
Okay. This might be the last one. Just looking at the length of the song and how much time we have left. Is that cool with
you?
So
be it.
So be it. Okay. Those are the
best for last.
Best for last. Here comes Extras, and maybe not even. But here is Extras by Molly Daisy Scarpine and Arc System Works. So no Naoki this time, but still same game.
Same game.
And same probably same team at some point. Music and stuff. Okay, cool. Here is Extras.
Ignite the torch in your soul. It's calling you. Fire!
We're wrapping up the show here real quick. Dalton, do you want to say anything? I already asked if you wanted to say anything.
No, I just had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Cool. Thanks for letting us take this spot, whoever I subbed for. And enjoy the rest of the night. Coming up on the next show, what's the show called?
Free Samples
coming up next. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And do you want to try and do like the smoothest transition from DJ to DJ? Okay. Yes, it is. Okay. Let's fade this in.
Fade it in. And let's do, I don't know, let's start right where we left off. Am I aux 2 yet?
I think you're on aux 1.
Okay.
Right.
Is that on?
To? Yeah.
That'd be great.
Is it here, Mary Poppins, the race?
Oh, well, I...
Gain in fame and fortune.
Yes.
Having your picture taken to the newspaper.
Naturally, I'm delighted.
Besides having your extreme good looks, if I may say so.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go.
There probably aren't words to describe your emotions.
Now, gentlemen, please. On the contrary, there's a very good word. Am I right, Bert?
Tell them what it is.